Today, the Vermont woman convicted of killing three of her family members and a state social worker was sentenced to life in prison without parole. Though Jody Herring pled guilty to murder charges in July, more details of the murders that she committed have come out during the sentencing hearing this week. 7 Days reporter Mark Davis has been covering that hearing, and he joins me now. Hi, Mark.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So first, what exactly is Jody Herring's sentence, and what was the reaction in the courtroom today when the sentence was announced?
The judge handed down a sentence of life without parole, which is the most severe sentence that can be issued in Vermont, and it was what the prosecution was seeking all along. The victims' families were adamant that this is the sentence they wanted. There was actually some clapping and tears, I think, of happiness on their part when the sentence was read. It was a really emotional day, and this is what they were seeking all along.
Well, just before the hearing started this week, Herring's attorney filed documents alleging that she should have been in a psychiatric ward on the day of the killings, but she was released after just a few days in a ward. How did that factor into the judge's sentencing decision, to your knowledge?
At the end of the day, it doesn't seem like the judge was swayed terribly by it. It was a really interesting revelation. I think it raises a lot of sort of broad policy concerns that we've been confronting recently, and I think we'll hear more about it in that arena. But when it came to Herring's actual sentencing, the judge certainly mentioned it. He mentioned sort of her incredibly traumatic life that led a lot of mental health problems for her. But obviously, at the end of the day, it wasn't persuasive. He rejected her request for a sentence that would have given her some chance of release. So it did not play a huge factor in the end.
Well, this case, like you mentioned, and along with some other recent cases, including a murder in Burlington, have raised questions about the ability of the state's mental health system to handle people that may be a danger to others. To your knowledge, has this prompted a closer look at how the state handles mental health?
I don't think it has happened yet. I think we may see it in the months to come. It's certainly getting a lot of attention. We've had a few instances now where some fairly high-profile killings have occurred, and it has come out that the people alleged to have committed those killings, you know, had been in mental health custody or had sought treatment and were released very quickly or denied treatment. So that has gotten attention. I don't think it's prompted a lot of soul-searching just yet. I think that may be to come here in the next few months.
Another key part of the timeline of the killings in this case changed this week. The Washington County State's Attorney, Scott Williams, received awards after the shooting for supposedly disarming Jody Herring. But it turns out that's not exactly what happened. So what did we learn about that this week?
So this was sort of the dramatic account that was given of the shooting of Laura Sobel. Widely reported accounts and the foundation from awards had been that Scott Williams, who happened upon the scene that day, ran towards the gunfire, took the rifle away from Jody Herring, took it from her and cast it aside. That was the sort of story that's been told the whole time. We've learned recently that that's probably not true, that in fact Jody Herring threw the rifle down and effectively surrendered before he arrived on the scene. So that has sort of been happening at the same time of a sentencing hearing. Again, it was not something at the end of the day that played a central role in this 3-day hearing. Williams was actually expected to testify and sort of in another twist did not end up testifying during the hearing at all. And so we really didn't get into it in court this week.
Finally, it's been a little over 2 years since these killings took place. Does today's sentencing give some closure to the families of the victims and those who have been impacted by this case?
That is exactly what they were saying in the courthouse as I just left. It was interesting that the judge, who's a fairly recent judge, but he's been in a legal community in Vermont for 35 years, said this case was maybe the hardest he's ever seen. That sort of had a greater magnitude, perhaps, than any he's ever seen. We don't have a lot of quadruple murders in Vermont. This obviously had a lot of reverberations in the DCF community. This was one of the most, horrific incidents we've seen in recent history. And to at least get through the sentencing hearing, I think closure is kind of a dangerous word to throw out there in these situations. But you could sort of feel the relief from the victim's family in the courtroom as that sentence came down.
Mark Davis is a reporter for 7 Days. Mark, thanks so much for speaking with me.
Thank you.